Happy Halloween, trick-or-treaters, dreamers, campers, and suspects. What you're about to hear is a clip from our exclusive Patreon episode on James Wan's Dead Silence. How do you hear the full thing? Become a member of our Patreon, The Rewind. You could find a link in the description of this episode, or you can visit www.patreon.com/halloweeniespod. Hope to see you there so we can give you one more scare.
Welcome to Who Goes There, where we talk about the characters of the movie. Now, even aside from our opinions in the movie, there are not as many characters in this movie as there are in, like, you know, Friday the 13th or wherever else. And also, there's not many memorable characters in this movie. I'm going to go out on a limb and say that. So we don't feel like we have to spend a long time on this. We can if we want to. We'll see where this goes. First things first, Ryan Kwanten. He's like the sexy dude on True Blood, right? Yeah. Like the brother.
Yeah, he's the brother on True Blood.
Brother. Yeah. Is Jamie Ashen. What do we think about him as a protagonist? They're sort of giving him this, like, it's almost like they want to give him this, like, hard-boiled detective role, which there's another detective, an actual detective in this movie we'll talk about in a bit. But I don't fault him. I don't know. I just don't know if there's much for him to glean onto other than this backstory. Once again, anyone have strong opinions about him?
He was kind
of
fun as the doofy guy on True Blood, you know?
Yeah, I like him on True Blood. I watched the first season.
He's a capable actor, but what's he supposed to do here?
Nothing. It's all backstory. Once again, it's him. It's him being like, oh, this thing. Oh yeah, this lore. Yeah, Mike. Any pearls of wisdom about him?
I was kind of bummed out because I'm a huge fan of his performance in Legend of the Guardians, The Owls of Gahul.
Which
Gahul is he?
He was on Clud, the voice of
Clud the Gahul. Wait a minute. Wait, can I go back? Can we do this? Hi, this is Justin Clud Gerber.
Clud.
Wait, you didn't make that up. That's genuinely his name?
No, that's genuinely his name, yeah. And the classic Zack Snyder adventure family film.
What was Jesse... quick question. What was the name of the actor who played Jesse's dad in Elm Street 2, Freddy's Revenge?
Oh, it's a cool Gallagher or whatever.
Clud Gallagher.
Clud Gallagher.
I mean, I know we have this sort of passionate defending of Zack Snyder all the time on Twitter now. Have people gone back and done the "no, Gahul was a masterpiece"?
I'm sure those weirdos.
I'm sure that release the Gahul cuts out there.
No
right?
joke.
The Snyder flick.
Release the Glud cut.
Well, no, originally the Owls of Gahul centered around an owl named Clud.
No, what's funny? I haven't seen Army of the Dead. I think Gahul might be the only other Zack Snyder movie I haven't seen. Oh, so I've somehow seen his filmography.
Well, he's one of the best. I mean,
oh, man,
there is
Clud.
There's literally a Gahul wiki.
I turned off my messages.
Is it called
there's a Clud page.
Clud Hub?
I'm sending it right now in the chat.
Is he like the hunky lead owl? Or
no, I think
you
need to read some
role?
Of this, Mike. I don't think just read a
read a little bit of his personality or something about Clud.
Clud.
Oh, it's Clud. Oh, I was spelling it C-L-U-D. It's actually K-L-U-D-D.
It's K-L-U-D-D. So
is he the lead? He looks like the lead.
So
maybe not that.
According to Clud Wiki or Google Wiki, Clud says, "Then you don't know me at all." That's his quote.
I love that's the pull quote.
You know, this is a great.
Like,
this
give
is great.
Me
okay.
a break.
So we have that Clud quote from Gahul. Let me read five of the Dead Silence quotes from the very reputable Rotten Tomatoes.
Oh, nice.
Jamie Ashen says, "Beware the stare of Mary Shaw. She had no children, only dolls." Okay, that's like the quote of the movie, right?
Yeah.
Dumb rhyme.
Then you
by
have
the way.
these famous quotes from Dead Silence. If you go looking for answers, you just might find them.
Wow.
Which is in everything ever.
Thank you, Planet of the Apes.
Another Jamie Ashen line. What did Michael Ashen and our family have to do with Mary Shaw?
Classic quote.
Jamie Ashen again saying, "Lisa, this is not funny." And then my favorite exchange between Ashen and Detective Lipton, one of my favorite characters of all time.
Oh, yeah.
What do you want me to tell you? And then Detective Lipton.
That's his quote?
Something less perplexing than a ghost story.
Oh, my God.
Those are the quotes.
Somebody took their time to, like, type those out for Rotten Tomatoes also.
Yeah. But, Mike, you missed my favorite part of that quote you read by Clud. It says that you don't know me at all. And it gives the context of Clud declare. Listen to this. I'm not kidding. This is how it's spelled out, okay? Hold on.
Oh, good Lord. Okay,
yes, that's it.
Oh, my God. This is right. this is like your IMDb. This is like your IMDb trivia.
This is what it says. Clud declared to Sorin his allegiance to the Pure Ones.
Also, too, I'm going off of the Clud, the Cludipedia. The Owls and the Gahul, I guess they call, instead to, you know, to build the world of the Gahul, I guess instead of calling their parents mom and dad, they call them Ma and Da, because this is Clud, because one of the quotes is, this is from Englatine, Clud, I miss Ma and Da, I'm scared. And Clud says, don't be, you're with me now, Englatine, this is our home. They really appreciate us here.
Oh, God.
Yeah. Hey, Chris Cameron, you think that we were going to talk about Legends of Gahul? When you, or Guardians of Gahul, what's it called? Guardians or Legends of Gahul?
It's called Lost Guardians, Legends of the Gahul or something like that.
I don't know, fucking Guardians of the Gahul or something. Legend of the Guardians, the Owls of Gahul.
I just love that, if you search Clud on Google, you get, a shitload of drawings. So people have just been, sitting there just, drawing.
Isn't it based on a book? Listen, I think it's based on a book.
There's a brief exchange if you scroll down that page on the quotes. Let's do it real quick. I will be Eglantine if somebody wants to do the role of Clud.
I can be Clud real quick, yeah.
Okay, yeah, Mike,
let's
carry
hear it.
All right,
go for it.
Clud, I miss Sma and Da. I'm scared.
Don't be. You're with me now, Eglantine. This is our home. They really appreciate us here.
Clud, please, can we just go find Sorin?
Hey, forget about Sorin. Sorin's weak. We're Titos? Titos? Tito's sees Nira flying over him. Pure ones.
Clud, I promise I won't tell anyone what you're doing. I just want to go home.
All right, Egg.
So we could go? When?
Tomorrow. Nira lands behind Clud. But first, tonight, just sleep. Reveals the moonlight. Eglantine starts to get sleepy.
Classic scene. One of my favorite scenes.
Here at the rental, not only will you get what you paid for, but you get scenes reenacted from other films that we didn't know you'd stumble upon.
Never cover.
Murder in America is a true crime podcast that covers stories from all 50 states, including stories of mass shootings, serial killers, and lesser-known murders. Do you find yourself doing more research after listening to a true crime show? Well, Courtney and I used to do the same thing, and that's why we created Murder in America. Our podcast dives deep into each case. Our storytelling will make you feel like you're right there within the case with us, watching it all play out, and we do not shy away from the graphic details. If you're a fan of true crime, then listen to Murder in America on Spotify now.
Every town has its dark history. Hometown Ghost Stories is a paranormal podcast that goes town to town all across the globe, exploring the world's most haunted places, tapping into the dusty archives and the darkest corners to bring you the most terrifying stories of real people and their harrowing experiences. Hometown Ghost Stories dives into the history of haunted locations and investigates why and how these places earned their terrifying reputation. Rob, Dave, and Jesse go live every Tuesday night after an uninterrupted documentary-style breakdown on the case, followed by an open discussion with live viewers. Subscribe today to listen to Hometown Ghost Stories on your preferred podcast platform or watch the video version on YouTube and now Spotify. Head on over to the Bloody FM podcast network and check out Hometown Ghost Stories, if you're brave enough.